This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. John Kerry is back in Washington for a day. He'll meet with Democratic Party officials and address the American Federation of Teachers. Yesterday, Senator Kerry campaigned in two important swing states, Pennsylvania and West Virginia. In Philadelphia, he addressed the annual convention of the NAACP, a meeting President Bush declined to attend. Kerry accused the president of dividing America by race and promised that if he were elected, he would be president, as he put it, of all the people. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
President Bush hasn't spoken to the NAACP since he was a candidate in 2000, and yesterday John Kerry took full advantage of the rift between Mr. Bush and the leadership of the nation's oldest civil rights organization. With the NAACP openly expressing its hostility to the president's policies and the White House blasting the group's leadership as intolerant, Kerry pledged that if he were president, he would always talk to people who disagreed with him.
I will be a president who is truly a uniter, not one who seeks to divide one nation by race or riches or by any other label. And you know something? The president may be too busy to speak to you now, but I got news for you. He's going to have plenty of time after November 2nd.
African Americans are among the most reliable Democratic voters. President Bush received only 9% of their votes in 2000. But to win in November, Kerry needs large numbers of African Americans to come to the polls. And Kerry has been criticized by black leaders for not doing enough to reach out to their community. Unlike Bill Clinton and Al Gore, Kerry comes from a state with relatively few African American voters. The Kerry campaign has just purchased $2 million of airtime for ads on programs with large numbers of black viewers. But members of the Congressional Black Caucus felt the ads, including this one, should be stronger, and they demanded changes.
So this is John Kerry.
I mean, is he really any different?
Does he care about me?
Find out how John Kerry will fight to bring back the 1.8 million jobs that have been lost under George W. Bush.
Can he really make a difference for me and my family?
Learn about John Kerry's plan to expand access to health care to nearly all.
The Kerry campaign says new ads are being produced and will be on the air soon. If Kerry's visit to the NAACP in downtown Philadelphia was meant to fire up his party's base, his next stop, to suburban Lansdowne, was meant to reach out to swing voters. The district has a Republican congressman. Al Gore won here, but by only a few points. Political candidates are always looking for ways to show they understand the concerns of ordinary Americans. In Lansdowne, Kerry sat on the front porch of Mary Kay and Bill Bowden's modest home and reached into his own very different past for some connections.
When I was a kid, living briefly in Washington, D.C., I lived on a street very much like this. You know, we hacked around like all of you do in the evenings and found kids to play catch with and did pickup ball. And it was a great, great time, and I know what it means to be in a community like this. I wasn't there long enough, probably. My dad moved around, and we went off. He was serving in the State Department, so we were packing bags pretty frequently. But I know enough about it to know what it means to you. It's the heart of America. And
the Bowdens' neighbors sat on folding chairs on the sidewalk. One of them, 10-year-old Ryan Maddox, had a question about Iraq.
What are you going to do about the war?
Okay, great question. All right.
What's your impression of the war?
What do you think about it?
It's evil.
Why do you think that?
Because millions of innocent people are being killed.
And what do you think about Saddam Hussein and the whole issue of weapons of mass destruction and things like that?
That's evil, too.
But you would have approached it differently. You would have done something different about it?
Yes.
Like what?
I really don't know right now.
Critics say that's a question Kerry himself hasn't yet answered, except to say he would have worked harder to get more U.S. allies to share the burden. After a brief stop in West Virginia last night for a rally and fundraiser, Senator Kerry headed back to Washington. Then he'll go on to Massachusetts, where he'll spend the weekend at his home in Nantucket working on the speech he'll give in Boston at the end of the month when he accepts his party's nomination for president. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.